Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Hello, everyone. Well, a year ago today, almost at this time, they took that famous picture when I was outside the White House. Y'all remember that? Yeah. Well, ever since that day, I've been attacked from morning till night, right up to yesterday when they're trying to debank all the platforms. And but I want to tell you, I'm going to take us back a year ago and why we're so much better off today. A year ago, when that happened, after that happened and the media started attacking me, I put something on Facebook. I thought Zuckerberg was just deplatforming me, but none of my friends would like anything. I call them, they wouldn't answer the phone. Everybody was in fear. Remember, across the country, it was after January 6th, everybody was in fear. I just kept going. I kept losing, losing box stores and stuff. And I would, and I'm going, but we have evidence. This was stolen. We got to save our country. We were attacked. And then I heard about this. I heard about Arizona. I kept hearing stuff going on down in Arizona. These brave people, these senators, and this audit. And I'm going, and I'll tell you what, that inspired me. So here in Arizona, the block after block after block, starting with rotten Doug Ducey, and who obstruction, which didn't make any sense. So, but they were down here fighting and would not give up. And then you started hearing about it all across the country in different places, up in Michigan and down in Georgia. And that kept it, that inspired me. Obviously, I went at it with no fear, but because all I fear is the Lord. But I'll tell you, the fear started to go away with people. And where we're at today, when I say every single day is a better day, we're in the best position we've been in since last year on November 3rd. And the reason I say that is because everybody now is out there with no fear, and we all know what happened, and it's all gonna get corrected, and it's all been on God's timing, not our timing. And I will promise you this, there's not gonna be any election done with any machines or computers done in 2022. And we've got great, and then I'd say just yesterday, why are they all of a sudden attacking again, all the news back there? Why are they all attacking now, a year later? It's risen to a new level, you know why? Because all these great things are coming out, not just where Arizona with they're still getting stuff from the Maricopa audit, but it's coming out everywhere. So they want to deflect. It's called election deflection. And they want to try and silence our voice again. Just yesterday, did you all hear what they did to a great OAN? It's disgusting. DirecTV, owned by AT&T, told them that they're done. They're going to, 75% of OAN, of you watching, you're not going to be able to watch OAN when their contract is up. And they did it for only one reason, to silence that. And this brings up the biggest problem we face is it's not the media, the fake news media. We're all on to them. It's the conservative media, the ones that don't talk. One of them rhymes with Fox, okay? Disgusting. They're disgusting. They won't talk about anything. When was the last time you seen anybody on Fox talk about the 2020 election? You're not going to see it. They're just disgusting. So the hope is right now, every day that goes by, more and more things are happening. We got enough evidence. We got all that stuff. That's all done. We've got a great plan. But in order to get the plan done, you got to go. The messages we have, you have Real American News, RSBN, OAN, frankspeech.com. But you also have all of you. Every day, all of you, you need to see what's in the news. That's like if something new comes out down here with the audit, if something comes out, if you're up in Washington State, I don't care if you're Washington State, Florida, wherever you at, and you look every day and you see some, share it with all of your friends, email them everything, because it's our voice. Our voice has gotten bigger and bigger every single day since last year, and you can't stop that. So we will get our country back, and God bless you all, and God bless America.
Trump won. See you later.
Over the last couple hours, some great speeches that hopefully will inspire you to serve your country in ways that you never thought you could serve. One of them could be support conservative outlets like ourselves. Share this message, tag a friend, and promote conservatism in this nation. But more importantly, promote Donald J. Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Oh, that's a big crowd out there. I tell you what, the cars are stretched. They say 25 miles. Now, will the press report it today? The New York Times showed a picture of the seats being put down, and nobody was here because I think the picture was taken yesterday. The cars, they just said they've never seen anything like it. It's a great honor to be with you. And I love Arizona. We had a tremendous victory in Arizona that was taken away. I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. And we're going to have, I think, a great year. Last year, we had a rigged election, and the proof is all over the place. We have a lot of proof, and they know it's proof. They always talk about the big lie. They're the big lie. But the fake news and the lamestream media refused, and they refused to talk about it. They continue to refuse to talk about it. They say, well, it is unsubstantiated and the big lie is a lot of bullshit. That's what it is. Because they're in the pocket of the radical left Democrats, the same people who are destroying our country, and they're destroying our country. And you have no doubt about it. We've had more problems, we've had more destruction, I think, than five presidents put together in the last year. On top of it all, people are being persecuted for using freedom of speech. You talk about the corrupt election, but more and more information is coming out, and it's coming out far worse than anyone ever thought it could be. And it would be a lot easier for me to go out and enjoy my life and say, you know what? We did great. You know, I ran twice, and we won twice, and we did better the second time. We did much better the second time, you know, that 12 million more votes. I always say we ran it twice, but we did a hell of a lot better the second time. This crowd is a massive symbol of what took place, because the people are hungry for the truth. They want their country back. They want their country back. Between the open borders and the bad elections, and we were always thought of a beautiful country that had fair elections, and now we're a laughing stock all over the world for many reasons. For many reasons. 2022, despite so far being a total catastrophe for a country, is going to be a big one for the people of this great state. I love this state. I love this state. Great state of Arizona. Remember, Joe Biden used to say a lot. It's wonderful to be in, let's see, where the hell are we? We're in Iowa. No, you're Idaho. No, it's Iowa, isn't it? No, we've never done that. We've never even come close. We don't want to do that. That's one of those deals. You do that, it's over. I don't care how well you speak. You do that, it's over. And they did it plenty. So we all knew that Joe Biden would be not so good. But few could have imagined that he would be such a disaster for this country, what they've done. Inflation is the worst it's been in 40 years. Gas prices are up 50%. The grocery shelves, the department store shelves, they're empty. You had an excuse not to buy Christmas gifts. You say to your loved one, darling, I'm sorry, I love you very much, but I just can't. There's no merchandise in Tiffany. There's no, I wanted to buy the most beautiful ring, but they don't have any rings anymore. Nobody has anything. We never even heard the term supply chain. You know, if you talk supply chain, is not something that we even talked about, and that's what happened. And it's a very sad thing. The streets of the Democrat-run cities are drenched in blood with record-high murders and drug deals and human trafficking. There are four times more COVID cases. Remember, I'm going to get rid of COVID. I'm going to get rid of COVID. Four times more cases than ever before. Today, the hospital set a record, brand new record. Our beautiful, strong southern border from 1 year ago, it was all set, it was all finished, it was beautiful. We had the best numbers we've ever had at the southern border, and that includes drugs coming into our country. We cut it down to a number that nobody thought was possible. And now it's up seven times more than it was a year ago. Think of it, seven times more. Our border's been abolished and illegal aliens are pouring into our country by the millions and millions and millions, and we don't even know where the hell they're coming from. We know nothing about it, but you're gonna pay a big price. Biden has utterly humiliated our nation on the world stage. Putin is not only threatening Ukraine, I don't know if you've been reading about this, but now he's threatening to go into Cuba and Venezuela? That's a lack of respect, and we never had that problem, did we? There was no problem with Putin in Ukraine. There was no problem with President Xi in Taiwan. China, Russia, and Iran are engaging in aggression and provocations they never would have dared do just 1 year ago. They would never have done any of this. They're toying with us. That's exactly what's happening. And our woke military leaders, these are not people that are respected by Russia and China and North Korea, Kim Jong-un. He's starting to shoot missiles again. Do you notice? He's starting to shoot the missiles. And look at all the press back there. And by the way, more importantly, forget them. Look at the people as far as the eye can see. Look at the people. As far as the eye, forget the cars. Look at the people way back, and I mean like football fields back. And you know what? I would ask the press to turn your cameras around and show the kind of crowd that we have, because nobody's ever had a movement like this. Nobody's ever had spirit like this or a crowd like this. But see, they don't turn the cameras. They don't want to turn the cameras. They don't want to turn the cameras. And frankly, they moved the cameras into a bad location for us. They should have been put way back. They have magnifying lenses. They have lenses that could have handled it. But take a look behind you, press. Take a look, because when they show the kind of numbers that are represented tonight, some of the government people said it's the single biggest crowd they've seen yet. And they're not just talking about Arizona. And Right Side has done a great job. Thank you, Right Side, wherever the hell you are. They've done a very good job. So now we have the inflation crisis. We had no inflation, very, very low. We have the Afghanistan crisis, the worst and most embarrassing moment in the history of the United States. The most embarrassing moment. We have the economy crisis. We have the, and this is really the woke military leadership crisis. When President Xi of China looks and sees what happened in Afghanistan, they don't have fear of us anymore. They don't have respect for us anymore. And you know what? They've taken some of the brand new beautiful equipment that was given, like when we surrendered over there. That was a surrender. And there's another one the press never talks about. Do you hear them ever talking about what happened? Not only the 13 soldiers, but the 28 great soldiers that were absolutely so badly wounded with legs and arms, and 250 people, and $85 billion worth of equipment. $85 billion. Does anybody know what that represents? I've rebuilt the entire military. $85 billion worth of equipment was handed over to the Taliban. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Sam. There's Uncle Sam, everybody. Uncle Sam, thank you. Now, our country's being totally destroyed. There's been such destruction. It's not even believable. And, you know, you see it every day, practically every day. It's all promises. It's all the things that they never had any intention of keeping. What they've done to energy, we were energy independent. What they've done to energy is so bad. And that's causing a big part of the inflation. The mandates are a disaster for this country. It's causing another big part of, when you look at what's happening with the economy, the mandates are just absolutely decimating our economy. It's no wonder that the Joe Biden approval ratings have now crashed well into the 20s. That's a low one. And some people say they're actually much below that. How do you do that? The only one lower is Kamala. Kamala's lower. And the polls show that if an election were held today, we would trounce them so badly in a landslide in every way. Just as we really did on November 3rd, we trounced them. We trounced them. If we had an honest press, that election would have been much different. On top of all of that, 2 days ago, the Supreme Court rightly declared that Joe Biden's very sinister and malicious, and I don't know what they're doing. They're hurting us so badly, but getting out, well, they might be evil. Yeah, they might be. They're either evil or they're incompetent. But they declared the mandates largely unconstitutional. I think you're seeing things a lot differently right now, a lot differently. What Biden did and the radical Democrats are doing with their courts, if you take a look at what they've done with the COVID. I call it the China virus. Is that okay if I call it the China virus? It's a tyrannical agenda. It's a criminal agenda, what they're doing. They're handling it so badly. And you know, the H1N1, remember Joe used to call it the N1H1. I said, no. But the H1N1 was handled very, very badly. Smaller scale, much smaller scale. Not the same kind of problem. And you know what he's done? I told Fauci as an example, no, I'm going to close it up to China. No, because he wanted it. If you remember, he said no mask. Then he became a radical masker. But Fauci fought like hell to not close it to China and then admitted that we saved tens of thousands of lives because I closed it in January very early. Then we closed it to Europe. But the problem is I didn't listen to him. But Biden's made him the big person. He's like the king. Fauci's the king. But with these decisions they're making, they're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes. What they've done over the last year, wreaking havoc on our economy, going mandate crazy and running neighborhoods. If you look at what's going on, they're just running roughshod all over this country, and they're truly hurting the American people like they, I don't think, they've taken away their liberties. What they're doing is incredible. They've taken away their dignity.
They've taken away their liberties. And I say enough is enough, and we are not going to take it anymore. Because our country is going to hell. It's a disaster, and it all happened in such a short period of time. You know, they want to knock out the filibuster and get things approved, and it's hanging by a thread. It's hanging by a thread. This is the moment the American people must take their lives and future back. We have to do it. We have to be strong. We have to be strong. It's time for the radical Democrats to leave our families alone, leave our elderly alone, leave our children alone with their strong immune system. Leave those beautiful children with that powerful immune system. They have a good one. You know, Barron had COVID, and by the time we checked him the second time, it was gone. It's called they have a strong system, and to be doing what we're doing with the kids. Leave our businesses alone. Leave all of us the hell alone. Tell Joe Biden the Americans' health choices are none of his business. We can make our own choices. And it hasn't worked. You know, you take a look at New York, what a disaster that's been. You take a look at other states, what a disaster. California has been a total catastrophe. And they were locked down. They were locked down as close as you could be. By the way, how did Cuomo do as governor? Really wonderful job, huh? What a wonderful job he did. That guy, I'd watch him every day on television. I'd say, he's saying the wrong stuff. But it's a shame what happened to some of our great places. But I'm proud that I was the anti-mandate president, and we have great successes in Texas and Florida and, frankly, in Republican, almost all Republican states. Throughout the pandemic, I fiercely resisted mandates of any kind and always will. We have to. We have to. They've proven ineffective. So if you really believed in them at the beginning, and I guess we can understand that, but it didn't take long that you would say, no, we're not doing it anymore. My administration invested heavily in all of the above strategies, including therapeutics. You know, we have therapeutics that are so powerful and so good. Some people could call them cures. The fake news will go crazy when you say that. They don't like hearing that. But they are fantastic. The antibodies and antibody testing. And the testing is such a disaster. Remember that saying, where's the test? We did an incredible job in testing, and we were really there as in an infancy. Nobody knew anything about it. We figured it out. There's no testing. There's no anything. You can't get anything. And the testing has been a disaster. They said now, can you imagine if you own a testing company and you go up, they said, no, I want $150 a test. And the government, number one, they'll just say whatever you want. They just won't do anything to get the test. These guys are making a fortune. Can you imagine? I want $1,000 a test. And Biden's people say, okay, you've got it. Please get it out fast. We're getting our asses kicked here. We gave Joe Biden every tool he could want, yet he still completely failed. The virus evolved and his strategy failed to evolve, and it just didn't evolve with the virus. He's incapable of keeping up. They're incapable. They're incompetent, actually, aren't they, when you think about it? We're now on the sixth variant. I wonder which one next is coming down of the original virus. And it's by far the most transmissible, and thankfully it's also the least dangerous and the least deadly. And we have to get back our lives. We have to bring our country back. We have to bring our lives back. But instead of letting us resume, and that's what we want to do, our normal lives. Biden's trying to bully and intimidate people with his see how angry he gets? You see? Anger! You've got to listen to me! Listen, where am I? Oh, where the hell am I? Where am I? Oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this. It's a disgrace. And we're done taking lectures on science from a party that tells us that men are women. Women are men, and the babies, this is a fact, the babies can be killed even after birth, right? After birth. They used to talk late term. Now they're talking about just go check out your governor of Virginia, your former governor of Virginia, and it's all just fine with them. Babies can be killed after birth. The radical Democrats want to turn the United States into a communist country. If you remember during the campaign, I said it was something that was going to happen if they get elected, which they didn't, but that's okay. We just, and you know what it is? We can't let them get away with it. We just can't. We can't let them get away with it. And I think it's one of the reasons that Carrie, because I watched her in the stump the other day, and I think it's one of the reasons she's doing so well. But I said if they get elected, our country would become a large-scale version of Venezuela, remember? And I didn't really, you know, I said it, and I meant it a little bit. Guess what? It's true. We're becoming a large-scale version of Venezuela, which was a very successful country 20 years ago, and now they have no food. They have no water. Everybody's dying. It's being run by a horrible group of killers. We talk about race. We talk about all this. We never talk about greatness anymore. Other countries are talking about their military and their power and their this and their that. We don't talk about greatness anymore as a country. You turn on the news and watch these fakers. They're fakers. You turn on the fake news at night and you watch what they talk about. It's all things that it's just not possible. And a country has to be thinking to the future. It has to be thinking about greatness. And we don't even think about it anymore. We don't think about it. And it's very sad. And we are going to change that around. And even in America, we're witnessing cruelties that can be scarcely believed. They can't be believed. The left is now rationing life-saving therapeutics based on race, discriminating against and denigrating, just denigrating white people to determine who lives and who dies. If you're white, you don't get the vaccine, or if you're white, you don't get therapeutics. It's unbelievable to think this. And nobody wants this. Black people don't want it. White people don't want it. Nobody wants it. It's not even believable. You saw this a week ago where it came out. Nobody can even believe it. They don't even talk about it, and they don't want to talk about it because they know it doesn't work very well for them. But the Wall Street Journal described the practice, race-based preferential COVID treatment. So that's what it is. You get it based on race. In fact, in New York State, if you're white, you have to go to the back of the line to get medical help. Think of it. If you're white, you go right to the back of the line. This race-based medicine is not only anti-American, it's government tyranny in the truest sense of the word. The Supreme Court should intervene, shut down this flagrant civil rights violation immediately. Somebody has to get it to the court immediately. By now, it should be clear to everyone that today's radical Democrat Party is driven by a mean and vicious spirit of left-wing fascism. This is no longer just socialism. And when Biden got elected, he didn't get elected on what they're doing now to destroy. There was no mandate. Number one, they lost. But even if they didn't, the margin was so tiny. It was so thin. It was so thin. They don't have the right to change our country and everything that we stand for. They don't have the right to do that. And we just lost Katko, too. He's gone now, too. They've fallen fast and furious. The ones that voted to impeach, we're getting rid of them fast. Nancy Pelosi has turned the U.S. House of Representatives into a Stalinist show trial. That's what it is. But January 6 has become the Democrat Party's excuse to justify an unprecedented assault on American civil rights and liberties, appalling persecution of political prisoners. What's happening to those people in those jails? What's happening to those people? And why aren't they doing it to Antifa and to Black Lives Matter and to many other left-leaning, to put it mildly, groups? But the blatant abuse of power to harass their political opponents is disgraceful. It's never happened to this extent. What they're doing to people, it's never happened to this extent. We had people trying to burn down our country, including federal buildings and courthouses and Washington, D.C., and the church right opposite the White House and the White House itself. They stopped them. Secret Service does a great job, but they stopped them. And nothing happens to these people. We must protect our nation from these monsters that are using law enforcement for political retribution at the local, state, and federal level. And that's what's happening locally. You think you got out with, you think everything's fine, federal is good, and then all of a sudden, these horrible, corrupt people hit you on a local basis. Again, working with the federal government, there's never been a time so dangerous as the time in which we are living right now. Keep our prosecutors out of politics, because this could work very much in the other direction also, and all it takes is a few more votes and it'll work in the other direction, and that would be very, very sad. And an out of control dope, a real dope. I watched this guy being interviewed. They wanted to protect him, so they wanted to keep him. He couldn't get on television fast enough. The guy who shot Ashley Babbitt for no reason. This guy couldn't get on television fast enough. He's so proud of himself. Let's see how he could do without the protections that he got. And by the way, if that happened the other way around, they'd be calling, let's bring back the electric chair. That's what they'd be calling for. He's a disgrace the way he shot Ashley. And after Nancy Pelosi and Adam Shifty Schiff, they go down to a shattering defeat. I hope I gotta lose. You know, she wants to move to Florida. I don't want her in Florida. She wants to move. They ruined California, so let's move to Florida. Hopefully they're gonna go down to a big, beautiful defeat in November. You have to get out. Your state is so important. You gotta get out and vote. We'll immediately begin our own investigations into what happened. What really happened? Because this is being totally whitewashed. If the Unselect Committee were serious about getting the facts about January 6th, it would focus on answering the following questions. Why did Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police reject the more than 10,000 National Guard troops or soldiers that I authorized to help control the enormous crowd that I knew was coming? Exactly how many of those present at the Capitol complex on January 6th were FBI confidential informants, agents, or otherwise working directly or indirectly with an agency of the United States government? People want to hear this. How about the one guy? Go in, get in there, everybody. Epps, get in there, go, go, go. Nothing happens to him. What happened with him? Nothing happens. Did any of these individuals play any role whatsoever in proving or facilitating the events at the Capitol? That's what we want to know. And most importantly, why aren't they investigating November 3rd, a rigged and stolen election, without getting to the bottom of which we will never have a fair and free democracy? Why aren't they looking at that? And there's massive evidence that shows exactly what I'm talking about, and it's coming out rapidly, and it's come out and is coming out very big in the great state of Arizona also. The American people deserve answers. The January 6th rally was a protest against a crooked election carried out by unhinged Democrats, big tech, and working with the fake news media, all working together to defeat Republicans and your favorite president, me. And it was done in many cases without the necessary constitutional approval of state legislatures. Their legislation is not a voting rights bill. It's a voting fraud bill. That's what it is. Sounds so nice. Voting rights, we want a voting rights bill. It's not that. You could also call it the, quote, never let a Republican ever get elected again, Bill. That's what it really is. The only reason they would ever seek to institute nationwide ballot harvesting and unsecured drop boxes is if they really wanted to flood the system with illegal and ineligible votes. This is the only reason. Why else would they want it? Lock boxes. I call them the unlock boxes. A lot of things happen. A lot of big things are coming out about those boxes, and you're going to be seeing that. That's right, coming out of Georgia. That's true. The evidence of fraud is so overwhelming, starting right here in Arizona, where your Republican state senators had the courage, the great courage, to do a full forensic audit. And this was a really good audit of Maricopa County. And you know, you had a thing called findings. Findings. Oh, and they harassed these auditors. You wouldn't believe it. These poor people. They come in to do an audit. Their lives have been destroyed. But they've harassed them. So they say I lost the state of Arizona by 10,000 votes. And yet the auditors flagged more than, well, listen to the, by the way, if I lost Arizona, you don't have crowds like this. And again, you don't know what's going on back there. What's going on back there is further than the eye can see. That is serious. But the auditors flagged. So we lost, they say, by 10,000, and yet they flagged more than, listen to these numbers, 57,000 highly suspicious ballots for further investigation. 23,344 mail-in ballots were counted despite the person no longer living at that address. Little problem. 5,000 people appear to have voted in more than one count and not allowed to do that. And 284,000, remember, they say I lost by 10. 284,412 ballot images were, quote, corrupt or missing. Other than that, it was a wonderful election. Congratulations. And then you listen to these people say, oh, everything was wonderful. You listen to the fake news saying how it was so wonderful. The rhinos on the Maricopa County Board, they are horrible. The commission even admitted under questioning in Congress from your great Congressman Andy Biggs. He's here someplace. That they had deleted. Listen, Andy went, they made their statement, you know, their typical statement. I was going to say a bad word, but I see some young, beautiful children up here. There's a lot of bullshit, that's what it is. But they made, and I was also going to come in without the hat, but I said it's windy as hell here, and I don't want to screw up any visions of my wonderful hair. It's windy. Our elections have to be decided by legal votes only. Legal votes only. And that's the only way we save our country and we save our democracy. More evidence is coming, and it's coming very, very fast. In Georgia, the Secretary of State is now really looking at an investigation that I think is going to be a bombshell. And supposedly it's on tape, it's on camera, and we'll see what happens. But they have illegal ballot harvesting at a level that nobody could even believe possible. So we're going to see what happens in Georgia. But it's far more than necessary to win the state of Georgia, just like this is far more than necessary to win the state of Arizona. The same people who have been lying about everything for 4 years claim 2020 was the most secure election in history. Give me a break. Give me a break. Those are bad people. I watch them on television. All you have to do is just look at the files. The numbers that are coming out are astronomical, despite the fact that they themselves spent years claiming our elections were so vulnerable. You know, a lot of the people that are talking about how honest they are people that throughout years have been saying how corrupt our elections are. But this one was the beauty, because this one used all of the mail-in phony votes and all of the things that happened to cheat. No more unmanned and unsecured drop boxes, and no more ballot harvesting, which is illegal. And they did it at levels that nobody can believe. We must return to the historical norm of voting in person on election day, unless you have a valid reason to vote absentee, like you're in the military or you're very sick. And we have to get rid of Mitch McConnell, by the way, just in case. A forensic audit into the hundreds of millions of dollars that Mark Zuckerberg dumped into local election offices. And you take a look at what he's done. You just take a look at what they did. He put in 417. Do you know, if you spend more than $5,600, they put you in jail. This guy spent $417 million, and most of it went to the Democrats, almost all of it, and nothing happens. Stimulus checks for illegal immigrants that you pay for. You know, you're paying for all of this. You know, illegal immigrants now are being treated better than veterans. They're being given medical, they're being given housing, they're being given educations. And the veterans are being given nothing. It's crazy. The Afghan withdrawal did more to hurt our country than any single event that I've ever seen. And I think maybe it's the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And a person that I know you've never heard of because he doesn't believe in advertising. He hates advertising. Mike Lindell, the Pillow Man. Thank you, Mike. I always say Mike is the single greatest purchaser of ads in history. I don't know what deal you make, but you can negotiate my advertising anytime, Mike. But he's a great man, a great gentleman. But you know what? One American News has done a great job. And here's the story, what just happened. The woke executives, I don't know what the hell they're doing. They have so much debt. AT&T is a company that is in serious trouble. And they need AT&T. And AT&T is saying that they may no longer agree to carry this network that's doing very well. You know why? Because people told them not to do it. So maybe what we should do is not use AT&T. You know, if we did what they do to Republican companies, we would have no difficulty. We just don't do it. It seems like not nice, right? But they're not nice. I want to just thank the Herrings are here, Charles and Robert, wherever you may be. But these are patriots. These are great, great men. Where are you? What people? Thank you very much. Thank you, Robert. Thank you very much. So I don't know what this is. This is horrible. This is a great network. These are great people. I watch it all the time. And you really get the truth. And they want to cancel them now because of politics, for purely political reasons. It's a disgrace what's going on. But I don't think the people are going to stand for it, especially with One America News. The job you've done, you really should be commended, both you and Robert. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Robert. They said, please don't mention the word boycott, so I won't mention it. I'm not going to use the word boycott. I will not say boycott AT&T, because I promised Robert I will not do it. So I will not say boycott them. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Our country will be great again, and with your help, we will again be putting America first, and very soon, because we're not putting America first anymore. How about this? I end the Russian pipeline in Europe, and then I hear Trump is soft on Russia. It's the biggest thing they've ever done, and the sanctions and everything else. And then Biden comes in his first week, he approves the Russian pipeline. I ended it. And now they're going to be selling energy all over Europe. When Republicans take it, and then they say Biden is tough on Russia. Biden is not tough on Russia. Biden's not, he's only tough on Republicans, and that's not him. That's the cabal that surrounds him. When Republicans take control of Congress, one of our very top priorities will be to stop the flood of illegal aliens across our southern border. All Biden had to do is go to the beach. Just go to the beach. We had a policy, stay in Mexico. You don't have to know what it is, but makes sense. We ended catch and release. We ended asylum fraud. We struck breakthrough agreements with Mexico and Central American countries. I ended payments to all of these countries because they weren't behaving at all. They were sending us their prisoners. They were sending us a lot of bad people. I said, how much money do we give to El Salvador? How much money do we give to these countries? How much money are we giving to various, including Mexico? And I have a lot of respect for the president of Mexico. Yes, he may be a socialist, but I like him. And you know, remember, he gave us 28,000 soldiers while we were building the wall. That's why we had such great numbers, even with 28,000 soldiers for nothing. We paid nothing. Now, I did say that if you don't give them to us, we're going to put tariffs on the cars coming in, but we don't have to go into that. So far, not a single member of the administration has yet been fired for Afghanistan. You know, normally when something like that happens, you fire the generals or you fire somebody. But make no mistake, under a Republican Congress, they will be held accountable. They have to be. We will make sure that these people that are illegally admitted to our country have to share, if they're staying, they have to share our values. They have to love our country. They cannot blow up our country. They have to love our country. They have to love our people. We will hold China accountable for unleashing the virus and charge them trillions of dollars for the damage and suffering they have caused us. But look at what they've done to the world, what they have done to the world. We will break up big tech and restore the right to free speech in America. We will protect innocent life. We will defend our Constitution. We will defend the Second Amendment. We will proudly uphold the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our nation's founding. We will stop the Biden crime wave in our Democrat-run cities, and we will crack down on violent criminals, and we will give our police office our 100% support. There will be no defunding of our law enforcement in any way, shape, or form. We will ban critical race theory in our classrooms. We will ban it in our military. We will ban it from our workplaces. And we will ban it from our federal, state, and local governments. We will restore patriotic education to our schools, and we will teach our children to love their country, honor their history, and to always respect our great American flag. And we will ban men from participating in women's sports. Did you see the swimmer that's breaking records like by 30 seconds? They had a record for 9 years, the record held. And then this guy decides to go try out for the team. He was on the men's team, then he went on the women's team. So he broke a record. You know, if you win by 1/10 of 1 second faster, 1/10, he won by 32 seconds. And the weightlifter. So this is a record that stood for 11 years that put up an ounce, a little ounce on each side, an ounce. But the record stood for 11 years. This weightlifter comes along. He didn't even lift weights before. Bing, bing, bing. He broke it by numbers that you wouldn't even believe. How ridiculous is it? And it's so unfair to women. It's so unfair to women. Our MAGA movement is by far the greatest political movement in the history of our country. There's never been anything like it. And even the fake news doesn't dispute it. I say it all the time, and the fake news can't dispute it. That's a lot of fake news back there, too. Considering they can't stand me, that's a lot of news. You know, you could save America. You could save America. But it's all about America first, great schools, good jobs, strong military, growing economy, and pride in our country. That's all we want. Together, we're standing up against some of the most sinister forces, entrenched interests, and corrupt opponents that anyone on our shores has ever seen before. Generations of pioneers and prospectors, miners and ranchers, cowboys and cattle hands, marshals and lawmen, tamed the frontier, braved the blazing sun, and showed the entire world how the West was won. They gave everything they had to make America into the greatest country in the history of the world, and we will never let any socialist or communist movement take that away from us. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. As long as we remember that we are strong and proud and mighty Americans with faith in our hearts, grit in our souls, and courage in our veins. And that's what you have. We are the Americans who will make America great again. We are going to make America great again. We had already done it, and now we're going to have to do it again. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will stand proudly for our flag, and we will start talking about greatness for our country again. My fellow Americans, make America great again, and all that that represents, and it has only just begun. We have only just begun. Because we are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America united again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.